Good morning. It is the weekday wake up on the SVI Radio Network, Swift 98 and The Spur. Let's head into this hour's guest interview segment. And joining us today on our monthly update from South Lincoln Medical Center is Alec Howard. Alec is the respiratory therapy supervisor at South Lincoln Medical Center. Hey, Alec, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. Doing good. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Appreciate your time and get a chance to learn more about you and what you do at the medical center. And let's just start off first with where you're from, Alec. Tell us about where you grew up, where you went to school, and how you ended up in Kemmer.
Oh, man. So, well, long story short, I kind of grew up all over. I lived in California, Colorado, Utah, Texas. Growing up, I didn't really have like a set home, I guess you could say, but more just kind of moved around and got to experience a lot of different lifestyle, cultures, religions. So really, really cool. I went to school in Albuquerque for respiratory therapy. I then proceeded to get a job at a level 2 trauma facility in Colorado. From there, I went to a level 1 trauma center, which is just a hospital that sees it all. So from there, I got my bachelor's, in health science, and I realized I want to kind of move forward and work into management. So I pursued my master's, and from there, I was looking for opportunity to, step into a management role. And I had a buddy that let me know about a job opening up here in Kemmer. And my wife's from a small town and my family. So we decided, hey, let's try this out. And we looked at Kemmer and we saw that it was close to Salt Lake. It was next to outdoors. And we've always wanted to visit the Yellowstone National Park. So we're like, hey, you know, let's kind of move up there and see what it is. And so that's why I'm here.
Excellent. Excellent. Hey, whatever gets you here, right? So, Alec, let's talk about respiratory therapy. What took you into this career field?
It's a funny story. So my mom is actually a respiratory therapist, and that's kind of how I knew about the field. When you see or hear respiratory therapy, most people don't really know what it is. Me being able to kind of see my mom work and work in the field and learn about it, it's like, I want to do something in healthcare. I want to help people. I want to help the community. And what better way than to help people breathe? it's an important thing that we do. So I figured let's go into that route. And that's kind of where I'm at.
Alec Howard with us this morning on the Weekday Wake Up. He is the respiratory therapy supervisor at South Lincoln Medical Center. So you kind of answered it there already, Alec, but what is respiratory therapy then? What takes place?
Well, here at South Lincoln Medical Center, we help in specializing with respiratory in lung disease, COPD, asthma, emphysema, even as far as like lung cancer, where it makes it difficult to breathe. In severe scenarios, we offer ventilation to where if you actually need a machine to do breathing for you, our department respiratory therapists manage the ventilator and make sure that your lungs are taking in the right amount of air. They're exhaling the amount of air, making sure that everything looks good there, along with our nursing staff and our physicians to ensure that, you're being cared for in that severe time of need. We also do diagnostic testing. So with an order from a physician, we perform pulmonary function testing, which is a test that's used to diagnose certain lung diseases such as COPD, emphysema, asthma. We do it on all age groups. We also do sleep studies. So if you ever heard of sleep apnea or you have obstructive sleep apnea, that's something that we test for with our overnight studies, again, with an order from a physician. And we also do Holter monitoring. So if you ever have experienced, your physician's ever said, hey, we want to make sure, you know, that if there's arrhythmias, which is, you know, funny looking heartbeats or heart, you know, rhythms, we do a study that kind of takes a look at what you do on your day to day and how your heart rate's doing. And then with that, we get that downloaded and give it to our physicians so that they may further investigate what's going on.
Excellent. Excellent. Alec, you know, when you can look at the word therapy and compare it to maybe some of the other common types of therapy, physical therapy, for example, and when people think of physical therapy, you're thinking like exercising and doing this to help the physical body get to a certain position. What do you do for treatment with respiratory therapy? Are we talking like oxygen masks? I mean, what actually takes place with the therapy itself?
No, that's a great question. So on an inpatient side, meaning you've been admitted to the hospital, respiratory therapy works with you if you're having any kind of breathing issues. And with those breathing issues, we have a variety of different therapies we provide. So there's oxygen administration, where we would give, you know, oxygen if your blood oxygen level is not where it should be. We have different masks that we can use depending on how severe that is. If we need more oxygen concentration, or more commonly seen is a nasal cannula where it goes into the nose. We provide breathing treatments or medications to help the lungs open and dilate those airways so that people can breathe a little bit easier. A most common issue with COPD is they hold on to air. And so with these treatments, we help those muscles and those airways kind of open up so that the exchange of air can be a little easier for those patients. We also do therapies such as oscillation, which is a type of therapy where we have a pressure regulated device, and it's almost like a massage device, but its goal is to kind of vibrate and oscillate the lungs so that we can clear mucus or congestion and get those airways clear again to help breathing become easier.
Speaking again this morning with Alec Howard, and Alec is the respiratory therapy supervisor at South Lincoln Medical Center. Alec, thank you so much for your time. Maybe just we'll close here. You mentioned with a doctor's note a couple of times, so I'm assuming the best way for people to get started with your department is to first see their family physician?
Yes, definitely. So I do work, again, with South Lincoln Medical Center. But in order to see me, you first must see your doctor. I can't do anything without an order. But if you're having any kind of breathing issues, or you know, you snore, or you notice your partner snoring, or, you know, ask your physician. Those could be signs of, you know, something that we can further investigate with testing, such as the tests I mentioned before. But definitely need a doctor's order.
Absolutely. Alec Howard again this morning, respiratory therapy supervisor at South Lincoln Medical Center. Alec, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. Thank you. It was a pleasure.